slow down. I mean, we have people driving way too fast, and that's probably the root of it. But joining us on the Nightside Project from Utah Highway Patrol, Sergeant Todd Royce on the program here with us. Thanks for joining us for a moment here, Sergeant.
You bet, anytime.
So I asked you just right off the bat, when you roll up to somebody who has been in an accident, likely in a storm like this, what is usually the cause of somebody spinning out?
Usually it's, like you were saying just a minute ago, it's usually speed too fast. People just come into it too fast. Every time we have a big rainstorm come through like this, you know, there's always a possibility of water gathering on the edges on the outside lanes, and we just got to anticipate that.
So what happens if someone, is there kind of a standard way to manage that water? Let's say you kind of come around a corner, it stopped raining, you think you're okay, then all of a sudden, bam, you're right on top of this giant puddle. Do you just kind of ride it out? Do you hit the brakes? Is there kind of a method for handling it?
Yeah, it's about that. Just slow down, maintain your lane. It's kind of like hitting black ice. It's kind of the same feeling, because what happens is you start to hydroplane, and once that happens, then you lose braking and steering, and you just kind of got to keep it in a straight line and not make any abrupt movement.
Now, something else that I wanted to ask about is what happens if you roll up on the scene of an accident. Here's an example. Last night, on my way home, and one of our colleagues from the newsroom ran across this as well. But I'm driving southbound on I-15, and I come across in my lane a car that has spun out and has pointed the wrong direction, sitting in my lane. I was in probably the second or third lane over. You know, I wasn't in the right-hand lane or anything. We were in the middle of I-15. Is it really recommended that I stop and try and lend a hand, or is my best option to kind of call you guys and you know, wish them the best?
Yeah, your best bet is just to call us and wish them the best. In fact, we just had a pedestrian fatality as of recently, where somebody got out to try to direct traffic and got hit and killed. So the best deal is just call us up, and we'll get there as quick as we can.
How about if you're the one that spins out? Let's say you spin out, your car's been disabled, you're in your car, you're in a lane of traffic. Do you get out of your car and make a dash for it, or do you stay in?
We always suggest to stay in if you possibly can. Make sure you got your seatbelt on and just hold on, especially when there's a lot of traffic out there, you know, during rush hour or something like that. Traffic will start to slow quickly. If it's in the middle of the night, and traffic is a lot lighter, you might be best to move out of the road, but I wouldn't take my chances. Your chances are better off just staying in that vehicle.
Sergeant Todd Royce with the UHP joining us here on the program, and we're trying to just navigate people through this rough weather. And you guys, it's tough because sometimes you can walk a snowstorm in and walk it out, but these are kind of these freak tons of water dumping type of storms. How do you guys prepare for this, and can you be prepared with enough officers even though these thunderstorms just kind of pop up? Do you call people in?